Okay. Hey guys, welcome back to the Transformation Church Message Recap Podcast.
There you go. I felt you leaning into it.
We are back. I don't know how many weeks in a row now, but dadgummit, we're getting there.
We were even in Birmingham last week.
We did it in Birmingham.
We made it happen.
We're back. Yeah. I'm one of your hosts, Justin Oswald. The Justin Oswald.
Not to be confused.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. So it's from a rap song.
Yeah. Might be imitators, but you're the originator.
Never duplicated. Often imitated. Wow. Anyways.
Amateur golfer, professional golf instructor.
That's your title from now on.
I'm an amateur golfer.
But yeah, we got to talk about that. We played some golf last week. Took Justin golfing.
Well, we got to introduce everybody first. So Brad's here. Obviously, I don't know who that is. Lead pastor.
Yes, sir.
John's here.
I'm here.
He's here.
They told me they'd fire me if
And Kyle
if I wasn't
did not
on,
want to be so. On the podcast. He is behind the camera. He's pushing buttons. Yep. So
Kyle said he's got a face for radio, and that's where he's staying.
Wow. Hey.
And so do I. So thank you, Kyle, for taking my place.
Listen, I've met a lot of people. Remember Mark the Shark on TK101
from back in the day?
Do you remember?
Uh-huh.
Mark the Shark.
I think he passed away, actually. But he was he looked nothing
that's
like...
That's not where I thought that was going.
He looked nothing like you would think he would look.
Oh, if we're talking... Never mind. We're talking about people that fall into that guy. There's a lot on TK101.
You talking about Candy?
Yes. No,
we were friends with me and my cousin April were friends with Candy. Yeah. And her, you knew Ray.
Yeah, I knew Big Ray.
Yeah. Her husband Ray was a drummer.
Bought a couple drum sets from Ray.
Yep. But Candy was the one of the nicest people we ever met. I think she's still on Cat Country. I think.
Sure. I don't listen to the radio.
She was on TK101 for years and years.
Years.
Me and my cousin April, we went to some concerts because Candy hooked up. Maybe I shouldn't say that. We won some of the contests. but
no one can fool
more TK101 listeners that are like, I can't believe this. Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know why we're talking about that. Oh, we're just face radio.
Face radio. Yeah, but it's good. So we got Kyle here, John here.
Yep.
Me and Justin.
We're back.
Y'all went golfing.
We had, we went golfing. We were in Birmingham last week. Obviously, that's where we recorded the podcast. We at the art conference.
That was the most fun I've had on a podcast in a long time.
Really?
I thought it was great.
There were some funny moments for sure.
But yeah, no, it was a good time. Yeah, I.
It's funny about the we were talking the funny moment that was there. That was the clip or whatever. it's like we could have never wrote that.
No.
It's like I'm only funny spontaneously. You know, I don't think I could write a joke and then like I'm gonna say this in the podcast and there's no way to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how comedians do it, but that was pretty funny. But that was only comes out in the moment.
Yeah. You know? But we went to Birmingham, went to a conference. Nate and I played golf on Monday, and then me, Nate and Justin played golf on Thursday.
Yep.
And had a good time. Played 18 holes in Greenville at the Robert Trent Jones course. Gorgeous. So
very nice.
So nice.
If you never, Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail is through Alabama and it's all these different courses.
Yep.
If you didn't know that. There's one in Greenville, Alabama, and there's nothing in Greenville. And this golf course is like, we're like driving on this road in the middle of nowhere, and then all of a sudden you turn in and you're like
an oasis of golf.
Yeah, it's really incredible because it's a little bit hit, like where the clubhouse is. One of the pictures was from the clubhouse. They had like this balcony on the this patio thing on the back, and you could just like you see all the hills. It's like on a high hill.
Yeah,
really really nice. So yeah, we played that, and there's actually one. We bought a car. If you live within 100 miles. If you're an Alabama resident or live within 100 miles of one of the courses, you can buy one of their cards. So that way, when you go to any of the courses, you only got to pay like $49 to play.
Otherwise, like $125 to play.
Right. Wow. Right. So we got the cards.
The more you know.
Yeah, the more you know.
We got the cards because there's one in
Mobile.
Point Clear.
Oh, and Point,
south
Point
of Clear. Fairhope.
Did you have to pay the original? Like the
yeah, so you got to pay $50 for the card, and then you pay $50 every time to play golf after that with it.
Okay.
It was still cheaper than a normal green fee if you didn't have the card.
Yeah.
But there's one in Mobile, and there's one in Point Clear just south of Fairhope. Remember when we used to go to that resort for the IPHC? that golf course is right. It's right. That's in our Robert Churchill's. Anyways, so there's like two within an hour here. Greenville's only
hour and a half
away, and then there's one in Prattville, there's one in Opelika, there's one in Birmingham, Shoals, North Alabama, Muscle Shoals, and you know, there's like 13 or 14.
I'm gonna take a sabbatical and just.
Hey. No, but it was fun. It was a really nice golf course.
I'm glad you guys had fun.
It was a good time.
I was so sore on Friday,
bro. I knew this man was going to come out sunburnt and sore.
I forgot sunscreen. And I was like, oh, we're kind of pulling in. I'm like, well, they'll sell some inside. They were false. Out. They didn't have false. Any.
Yeah.
She's like, I got bug spray.
Literally, like, everyone thinks the same thing. That's the reason why they're all out.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when we were on the driving range practicing, it was like, what, one? In the middle of the day, that sun was beaming on me. We weren't even at the course yet, and I was like, oh, geez, I'm going to get
burned. You're going to get lobstered up.
I was thinking about going to see if they had any sleeves in there. The sleeves that some of those guys wear, the sun sleeve things. But no, it was fun. Great course. Like the
had a blast.
I mean, a couple of the tees, we get up on the tee and we're just like looking down. It's like, get your phone and get a picture of this.
Because it was
really pretty. There was a big lake and everything, or pond or whatever you want to call it. But
one day we need to go back and do like some of the YouTube channels and just like run cameras the whole time. Oh, yeah. And just that would be hilarious.
It would be fun. It was fun. Nate's good. Nate scored his best
golf score he's ever had.
And he missed.
I did not have that.
He missed several putts. He would have had even a better score. Yep. Nate's a good golfer.
He's a good golfer. But that's what we did.
I did better than I thought I was going to do.
You did better than I thought you were going
to
do.
Nate kept saying that too. You said that, which and I don't think I was just blowing smoke. I mean, I was not hitting them very far, but I was hitting them straighter than I thought I was.
Yep.
A lot of them.
Oh, that's good.
A lot straighter than I thought.
That's the main thing.
Dude, golf is good golf.
Lot straighter than I thought. Yeah.
It's hard. People don't realize it, man. I literally went to GNC the other day, but before we left, and there's a young guy in there, he goes to our church. And he's like, yeah, what's going on, man? What's going on, PB, whatever? And I walked in. I was wearing my golf stuff. He was like, just leave the golf course? I was like, yeah, man, just left the golf course. He's like, I've been thinking about playing golf. He said, it looks so easy. And I was like, I said, yeah, it sure looks that. I said, because the people that play it make it look easy.
Yeah, they make
but
it, really
it
easy.
Is not easy. But, we also went to Topgolf while we were in Birmingham. John and Kyle both got to swing some golf clubs. Listen,
John's pretty good. I think you got a good swing.
John and Kyle could play some golf if they wanted to now.
I could drive, but, I mean, that's about it. After that, it's like, nope.
Yeah. Well, some weeks we walk, but...
Yeah, that was a good
great dad joke.
That was a pastor joke.
Well, that's why yesterday I went to the driving range by my house, and I was practicing those little chipping shots. You know,
yep.
Because you want to be able to, you know, if you're in the rough a little bit, all that. Yep, I want to be able to do that better.
I'm decent with a 7-iron, but after that, like, I just can't. I don't know. That's it.
Hey, well, it just takes work. That's what Justin and I were just talking about it before we hopped on the air. It's like at the end of the day. I mean, me and Nate have been playing a lot of golf for the last last year and a half, and there are still days like I fell apart in the back nine. It's like there's still days that you're just like, this is so hard. It's why is this as hard as it is? So it just takes a lot of work to it takes a decent amount of work to get good enough to enjoy it. And then it takes a lot of work to be decent enough to be good.
It's like you have to play a lot and try really hard just to be
mediocre at best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yep.
So all that to say is,
but the whole idea, that's why a year and a half ago when I was like, we ought to start playing golf. And then, y'all
and then we did. Yeah. And he didn't.
the whole idea of it, I like, you know?
Yeah.
That actually happens a lot with literally. You always have this like idea, like, all right, I'm going to do this. And then you never do it. And we all end up doing it.
Yeah. So, but we got him with the golf. He bought some clubs.
The whole idea of it, I liked. You know, you're outside, fresh air with people you like.
Yeah, I mean that's always
cutting
a good time.
Up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, having fun. You know, so
it really is a blast.
And if you're competitive, which I am,
yeah,
you know, it could be fun. But I just was like, man, and I'm gonna get a couple lessons. I'm probably gonna just start, get three lessons and see if that's good enough. And it may be. And then you know, some guys three lessons to get me to the next level. And then like I saw a YouTube video where this guy was. They asked what his handicap was, and I forget, and what he normally shoots. And he was like, I guess he said like an 88 or something, but he was getting lessons for particular reason to up his game in one area. You know, so like I think three lessons or sessions may be good enough to get me going.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
You can get really John and Kyle some lessons.
To enjoy
them out there playing. They would.
Listen, I would play if it wasn't so expensive. I would.
That part is expensive.
Rentals?
Well, the rental, that part's easy because a lot of us have extra clubs. So we can get you guys on, we can get you clubs on course. It's just the green fees. That's where it hits you. You know, you're paying $40 a time. Of course, you guys only play 9 holes probably. So it's $25-$35 each time you go play. But
for me, I'd be like, well, I don't want to play more than twice a month for it to even, you know.
Yeah.
And at that point,
$50 a month, $60 a month. Yeah. It adds up quick. That's why it's like, it is one of those things where it's like, if you're going to get into it, you know, you
just got to commit. That's why if you're going to become a member and pay the membership fee, you almost want to do that because now you've invested maybe $150, $200 a month. So now you force yourself to go play to get your money's worth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And like Cyprus, I think they're still like $100 a month. You know, it's like, so there's so many cheaper courses out there, but it just depends on what you want out of the experience. For me, it was one of the things, I don't have a lot of hobbies. You know what I mean? Like I have my shoe game, like stuff like, but I don't have a lot of hobbies. So for me, it was one of the things where it was like, I'm going to invest in this because I'm going to make it a priority. This is my mental break. This is the only thing I do that's not work related, you know. Even like a lot of times dinners and stuff like that, or it's people with the church, like, so a lot of those things are even work related. This is the only thing that to me is like, I do this for me. And yeah, sometimes people from the church will go with me, but I do it for me. Like, I need to be away from my phone for a few hours. I need to be in the sunlight.
Literally, you don't have your phone today.
I left my phone at home today, which is I feel very strange, but not on purpose. It wasn't like spiritual. I forgot it. Let me specify. I left my phone at home today. No. So you're outside, sunshine. You know, it's not a huge workout, but it is like you're moving your body. You're moving your joint. But mental clarity. You know, you don't do it to love yourself because you usually end up hating yourself more when you're done playing golf. So it's just that was the reason I started playing it. And for me, I don't have a ton of hobbies, so to me it was like, this is a worthwhile investment. That's what me and Ashley sat down, we're like, let's budget this and be okay spending some money on it, because this is what, you know, it's the only thing I do. I don't play video games.
Even if you think of like fishing, you know, like,
yeah, it's an expensive
thing. If you wanted to start fishing, you got to go buy the stuff, like, it, you know, hobbies,
you gotta get the license,
hobbies cost a little money. You know, if you were into gaming, you know, the gaming computers aren't the cheapest, like, costs something, right?
You invest in the things you enjoy, and that's what it boils down to. But I think that's like, even like, we were just talking about it in our staff meeting today. Like, what are the things that you wish you had more time for, right? And it's like, a lot of people at the table was like, I kind of wish I just had more time for hobbies. Like, to, and it's like, you can only live in a grind for so long before, like, you know, you need something to take your mind off of everything. Like, that's so, like, we haven't really talked about this, but my overseers made it mandatory for me to play golf once a week and go to the gym twice a week. Like, so that's actually like, from my leadership saying, like, we're telling you to do these things because you're going to be at your best if you're doing these things. And it's like, so I think all of us, you know, finding something we can do that we get away from it all. Because at the end of the day, it's like, even as a, you know, we're leaders at church, but you know, like, we're leaders at home too. And you're like, you got Theo, you got Savannah, same. Kyle's got the girls and Heather, and like, you know. So in some degree or another, we're also leaders in other spheres. And like, even though Justin's like single, but then he's at the PYP thing. He's got like, so we've all added additional layers of leadership to our life. And if we're not intentional about adding, being proactive about, you know, hobbies and strategically scheduling our downtime, you can only run at that kind of capacity for so long, you know. And I think a lot of us felt that a little bit last year. You know, I know, like, there are certain moments, certain conversations you and I had where we're just kind of like looking at each other like, you know.
Well, I even looked the other day because, you know, someone we like, Craig Rochelle, has been talking about, he got his pilot's license.
Yeah.
So I went to the local online, the website for the couple companies here that do that.
Yep.
Does industry do that?
Huh?
Industry?
Industry is just FBO. No.
Is it like the place that's like right next to it?
Sky Warriors and another one. But I mean, you're talking to get your private pilot's license is going to cost you 10, 11 grand through the one. And that that's if you can do it, if you can pass the test and the minimum hours required. Some people require more hours. It can be as much, which could cost you as much as like up to 17,000 just to get your private pilot's license. And that's not with an instrument rating. So, so then, well, once you have that license, anytime you want to go fly, you're talking 150 an hour to rent the aircraft, the little Cessna that they, that you can rent them there. But you know, some of them have like a 4 hour minimum or something. So you're spending that, like that's an expensive hobby.
Yeah, you know,
unless you had the money and were going to buy your own plane, but like
who's doing that?
Yeah,
you know?
facts.
So it's like, I mean, other than you know, millionaires.
But. Jesse DePlanis, that's who. No,
but even like Creflo a small, like, you know, I guess maybe you can buy like an old Cessna or something. But where do you put that? You're not taking that home, so you got to pay for a hangar. You got to
put it in the driveway.
You know, you got to have a hangar and all that stuff. So that's an expensive thing. So
I'm trying to move out to Molino.
I could see it being cool to have your pilot's license as a, like, for like the reason Craig or Sheldon to disconnect and, you know, get his mind off things, but it's like that's an expensive hobby.
Yeah,
you
know, I can scuba dive. I'll go under the water instead of up in the air, and I can do it for a lot less money. So
yeah, and I'm not doing
well. Initially, not necessarily, but when after a while, yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, you know, to dive somewhere, it's $50 by the time you get a tank and stuff. But you know,
nah, I'm out on that.
I love scuba diving, dude.
I think I would like it if I didn't have
to go underwater.
Fear of being so far underneath the water. Like, I'm fine with it being, like, you know,
gotcha. Yeah.
8-10 feet down. Other than that,
you want to go snorkeling.
Yeah. I want to snorkel.
I can feel that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. There is, yeah, I mean, you do.
Like, if something happens, I'm a long way from air.
Well, right. Sort of that, but also sharks or whatever.
You actually get used to that pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's the, honestly, I think for most people, like, when it comes to scuba diving, it's the initial, and even people that haven't dove in a long time, like if they take 4 or 5 years off, they still get this weird panic attack thing when they start to go under the water and it's cresting the water but still breathing, and your mind is telling your body, I'm not supposed to be doing this, like something is wrong. And a lot of people have like mild panic attacks the first time they go under, or the if they haven't dove in a long time, the first time they go under in a long time, because you're like,
you're not supposed to breathe.
Yeah, you're, it's yeah. You know, and you don't realize, most people don't realize how much they breathe through their mouth and nose at the same time.
Me.
So when you're breathing through the mouth
only,
and you only,
yeah,
and you try to breathe through your nose, but your mask is covering it and it just kind of sucks your mask to your face. And then you realize I can't breathe through my nose. And just that whole, mm-hmm, all that's happening at one time. And it's kind of freaks you out a little bit. But as soon as you can like figure kick yourself out of it, yeah, like, you know, I remember I got certified when I was 14. That was one thing my dad would always tell me. He's like, nothing else matters as long as you keep breathing through your mouth. Like, your mask can come off, the biggest animal in the world can go past you, none of that matters as long as you keep breathing through your regulator.
And yeah, so, what happens if your mask comes off and you're way down there?
You actually can see in salt water. You just, it burns for about 10 seconds and then it's just like pool water. Like, you're fine again.
Yeah, but I don't like to open my eyes in the water.
Yeah, you can't.
There's water in
it. No, that's part of, you learn how to clear it underwater. So you learn how to clear your mask. So if you were like, if your mask were to come off, you learn how to put your mask back on full of water and then clear the water out of your mask underwater. So you have to learn how to do all that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'm out on that. Yeah. I don't care about that.
I think the farthest I'd like to go is just those, you know, those really beautiful fish that like swim between the coral.
So you
want
to go to the Bahamas and go 6 feet
underwater.
Yeah,
you know, just having a good time. You know,
John wants to wear all black and fly a drone over the water. That's what he wants.
That
to
actually
do.
Sounds way better than anything we just talked about.
Oh man.
Yeah, clear water. You know, you're on the surface just looking down at the
Give me a mask and let me just peek through the water.
Yeah.
Man, this is
pretty
glass like
bottom
this.
Boat.
Yeah.
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 They have those too.
No, I do. I do enjoy. I like scuba diving, and so I'm supposed to be back in the water soon. Actually,
ask me how many times I've been to the beach.
How many times have you been to the beach? Last year,
in your life,
how many times did you go last year?
You don't like the beach at all.
I hate the beach.
I don't love going
personally.
To the beach. Like
I, yeah.
I to hate the beach is kind of crazy.
I'm not. I don't I hate the beach, but I don't like going. Like they're just. I don't have any.
I like the beach in November. January.
It is pretty out there.
The last time I went out there was for Justin and Julia's engagement pictures. which wasn't even technically at Pensacola Beach. It was over towards that other
Portofino.
What do you call it? The place where they shot. I can't think of what the movie's called.
Jaws?
No. The one with that little town, the house.
Oh, Truman Show.
Yeah, the Truman Show.
Truman Show. Yeah, Seaside. Yeah.
It was over off of that area. But
wow,
that's far.
So,
Yeah. No, I don't know if I hate the beach. I really don't like the beach in the summertime. I'm sweaty and the sand is sticky and
I'm not necessarily talking about that, but like even if you went at like 7 p.m. even in July in the evening to walk out there close to sunset, toes in the sand, that's nice. There's something about the sound of water. It's therapeutic.
That's true.
Well, that's nice, but I feel like every time that I've been out there, it's been these rednecks and the loudness of
no
the country music,
guys.
And well, no, I mean, maybe offense. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Well, it depends on where you go.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the
South.
I know
what you're saying.
So.
I burn easier than anybody I've ever met. So I understand the plight of the beach. Like when I do go to the beach, that's why I drive myself. I don't want to ride with nobody because when I'm ready
Facts.
To leave, I'm ready to leave.
Facts.
Once I've gotten in my head, I'm done. I want to rinse all this salt water off and sand off
and leave.
Be out
for
of it.
For me, if I'm going to be in the water or near the water in the summertime, I want to be with a BC strapped to me and I'm going under the water. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
So
not sure how we got here, but
we're talking about hobbies. We're talking about scuba diving. And
yeah.
Beach overrated, underrated.
Perfectly rated.
Perfectly rated. Think so
for some.
For some.
Sunday. Pastor
Sunday.
Dan.
Pastor Dan gave
Pastor
a good
Dan.
Word.
That's great, man.
He preached.
Great. He preached.
Quite a word.
Brought the house down.
It's so funny because we
got that dog in him.
We got back from you guys went to golf. We got back from Birmingham.
Yeah.
And then I stayed here until sermon run through, and Pastor Dan did his thing, and we're all sitting there, and we're like, one thing with Pastor Dan is you respect the mess out of him, not just because of who he is and his position at the church, but his just I don't know, there's just something about Pastor that you look at him in a way that is different than other people. And it's maybe it's his character, maybe it's just what he does, I don't know. But so it's kind of hard to critique somebody who has been in ministry for as long as he has
right.
and has preached in front of people for as long as he has. And for us to sit there and try to pull apart some of the things that he's doing, we were all kind of apprehensive at it for a second.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I finally figured out what I'm going to be doing there. This is all new for us as far as being there.
At
the summer run through, he's just like every time he's like, "Oh, John's here." I don't know what he's doing. I think my job, going forward is storytelling, is to talk about
the way we tell stories.
To talk about the way we tell stories.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
And it was one of those stories. I think it was the first story that he had preached about. And when he was doing it in the run through, he went through it so fast that I was like, we couldn't feel anything from that. Like, and so whenever we talked about it, I was like, man, bring some more emotion into that. Make them feel what you were feeling or what you were going through in that moment.
Yeah.
Because it was big. It is important. And so, and then I said at the end, draw everybody in with the Jabin story. Because that's also a big deal.
Yeah.
And so when we were talking about it, I was like, I don't know if he wants to hear this or not. And he had this idea for a video, which he didn't end up showing on Sunday.
Yeah.
And all of us collectively were like, don't show the video.
Mm-hmm.
Because your stories are more important than this video.
Yeah.
The things that you have to say are more important than what you're trying to convey in this video. So,
yeah.
And he didn't end up showing it. So it was good.
Yeah. For the people that don't know, we do a sermon run through on Thursdays. So whoever's preaching on Sunday has to preach on Thursday to about 7 people in a big empty room.
It's so hard.
And
that's why I'm not, and we'll never preach a message at TC.
There's a whole grading scale and feedback system and all that stuff that is super helpful. But it helps us make sure we're at our best on Sunday mornings. We take sermons very seriously at Transformation Church. So,
and I think it has made everyone better so far.
I think so, man. It really has. Me and Kyle were talking about it yesterday, I think, No, this morning. We were just talking about time, like sermon preaching times and stuff like that. It's like you have more confidence and you feel sharper when you know that you've already processed a lot of your thoughts. And that was what we didn't like. I didn't like feeling like 8:30 service got processed and then you were better for 10 o'clock. Like, I didn't like that feeling.
Yeah.
It's not where I goal, but it just kind of happens. Like, you know, it's because you have all the, you have ways that you think things are going to go. But until you say them out loud to other people, you don't know that. You know, yeah. So you don't know if that joke is going to work or if that story is going to land or even how to, when to take the highly energetic moment and like bring it down to like help resonate with someone. Yeah. Like, you don't know those things until you're doing them in front of other people. So yeah, it's just super helpful. So yeah, we do that. No, you can't come. Audience, you're not allowed to come and be part of this. Like, can I come hear the sermon again? No. But it is, it's a great time. But it is, I think it's helpful, dude. I think it definitely helps me. You know, I do this a lot and it's super helpful to me. But I think we also take, we were talking about this the other day. Matter of fact, we were talking about it some yesterday at a lunch we were at. And then we talk about it somewhat often, but it's like, I think that a lot of people think that gifted communicators don't have to work hard to be good at it. Mm. It's like, oh, well, they're just good at speaking, so that's why they're good at speaking. And it's like, don't get me wrong, some people are definitely naturally more gifted at communicating. Like, yeah. That's their gift, and they're teachers and preachers. Like, I truly believe that some of that's God-given. But great communicators, which I ascribe to be, work really hard at getting really good at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they learn.
It's a learned skill.
It's a learned skill. You know, it's just like swinging a golf club like we were talking about earlier or anything. Like, it is a learned skill that you have to work hard at to know, you know, how to shape words and phrases and how to build energy and bring energy down and how to make eye contact and all those things. Like, that's just such a, it is a learned skill. And I think a lot of people don't understand that, you know? So.
No, there's definitely been a benefit for sure.
Nah, I'm looking forward to it I guess this summer at some point.
Yep.
But it makes you kind of have your stuff ready too. A little, you know, there's a whole like,
that's the other part too.
You have your stuff ready because we have a team that does stuff with it. You know, it was like, we got to get stuff on the screens and we have sermon notes and the whole thing. So,
a lot going on here at Transformation Church. We don't just show up on Sundays.
Yeah.
We don't. So yeah, but anyways, he had a good message. What's the name of this series? What they do?
How they do it?
If you missed it, Sunday, go check it on YouTube or on the website or whatever. Yeah,
there was somebody who commented on the YouTube video after it posted and said that they had just started watching the messages from the last one that you did, and they were like, they don't go to our church. They just somehow found us. And they're like, and they commented underneath the Pastor Dan one and was like, this is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's cool to see that.
Those are real stories too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was what I told Pastor Dan,
Well, that's the interesting part, not to interrupt, but like when it was him and Miss Kathy the week before, it was a whole lot of blessing, a whole lot of good stuff.
Yep.
And if that was your first Sunday and didn't know nothing about Pastor Dan, it was encouraged. Like, you walked away encouraged. Like, wow, you know?
Favoring fair.
Right. Favoring fair. But it's like when you hear like all the bad stuff that happened along the way, or even through some of that, the stuff he was dealing with privately, you know, that he said, like, where he talked about, I didn't share any of that for 20 years, you know, like privately what's going on in his head, you know, it's like you don't realize that. Or just even though, you know, and he didn't get into all of it, but I mean, you know, some of the church struggles here and there, the loss, you know, dealing with Tommy. I mean, they talked about that the week before, but, you know, having to deal with that. And then, you know, he mentioned, of course, Jabin, but, there's a lot in there. That's a lot.
It's quite a journey.
That's quite a life of, like, high peaks and low valley. I mean, that's a...
Yeah.
You know, like, that's nothing to play with. That's
serious.
Well, that was our goal. You know, that was the goal. When he talked with me, we talked on Saturday at one point. We were just going over the notes together, you know, because I wasn't here Thursday for the run through. And so he's just like, tell me what you think. And I made some suggestions, you know, it's like I would tweak this and change that, you know, and it's all minuscule stuff. But it was, that was the one thing he was like, I just don't know if I should share the story again because everybody knows it. I was like, I said, A, you could probably share this story every week for a year and it would still, it's still gripping. I said, the other thing you have to realize is like everything else in your life points back to this. So it's like how you view God or view, like people need to know that they're not alone in this realization that one thing happened in my life and from that thing, it's changed how I view everything. Like you, how you experience Jabin's loss ultimately still has to deal with what you went through as a 12-year-old. Like,
yeah.
And the when we, and if that happened to you, Pastor Dan Livingston, legend of Pensacola, founding pastor of Transformation Church, father of Brad Livingston, fill in the rest of his rap, you know, like founder of outreach ministries in the Bronx, New York in 1980. Like if that can happen to you, far be it from me to feel A, bad about myself, feel sorry for myself, and also think that it's not going to happen to me when it does. Therefore, I can have more confidence. Like, no, God's, I can expect and look for God to show up and be with me through this. It's like, so, you know, I was telling him, like, you have to tell the story. Like, you're doing yourself and everyone else a disservice by not telling it. And, you know, but I get it because it's like, I feel the same way sometimes when I talk about Jabin. I'm like, you know, like, as all of you know, but I know that there's 4, 5, 12, 15, 20 people out there that don't.
And more as we go.
And more as we go, growing, right? Yeah. Growing, so. And not to mention, like you said, you brought up a great point. It's like, and then there's the online audience that's going to watch our video and maybe find God through it that don't know anything about us. They stumbled across this video because they were looking for how to invest Bitcoin or whatever. And somehow they managed to land on our Transformation Church. Yeah. Like, you just never know how they're going to get there, right? But, right. Which we don't, what is the word I was looking for? We don't
endorse.
That was what I was looking for. Yeah. We're not trying to be Bitcoin sellers, but all that to say is, we navigate those things. So often that we feel like everyone knows them, but there's always 15 to 20 people out there that doesn't, and they need to. And then the people that have heard it, doesn't hurt to hear it again. You know, I feel like I told him, I was like, I could preach the same message. I could preach the same 52 messages every year. And it would probably take 6 years for some people to catch on. You know what I mean? They'd be like, I feel like...
Well, you forget, too. Like,
brother, I don't remember. 5 years in a row, bro.
What did you preach about 3 weeks ago? I don't know.
You forget exactly. So easily. But you work so hard on trying to present it, you know?
It is very interesting crazy. How fast, like, how much work you put into something, and then in 6 hours, you're done with it, and you're on to the next.
On to the next thing.
That fast. You know, that's why Josh Lipscomb, we talked about in the Pastor podcast, he's like, there's nothing in the world like being a pastor. For you to, he said, there's not a CEO on the planet, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, any of those guys that have to work 12 hours, 16 hours, 20 hours to give a keynote and then wake up the next day and start all over again. He's like, there is no profession where you have to do that.
They go on tours, give them the same thing talk over and over. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is interesting. It's like, we're the only ones that have to do that. And you wake up Monday and do it all over.
Well, that's why all the church, so, you know, creative social media people, that's the beauty of the church too, is we are content generating machines.
Yeah.
You know, that you can put out good content on social to battle the crap that's out there.
Ugh.
You know,
plenty of that.
Plenty of it. So that's the cool part. You know? So
we're getting ready for this Sunday. Got another story to tell.
Yep. Another story to tell. From you or just from the video?
I mean, I'll have stories to tell, the video. We have another testimony video that we're going to be showing. We took 2 weeks in the middle of the series to do live stories, which is Pastor Dan and Miss Kathy. So that was intentional. So we'll be back on video this Sunday. I will be preaching live. The testimony will be a video testimony of a couple in our church. So it's going to be great, man. I'm excited.
Be a big Saturday. I mean, Sunday. Rally day.
Rally day. Launching groups. Bam, son.
Season 2.
Yep.
And Saturday is a big day.
You did say Saturday is a big day. We're going to be doing our food giveaway.
Bellevue. Reimagine Bellevue at Bellevue Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
Love to have you come be a part. Go to mytc.life and register. Come out and help us. We're going to start. I don't know what the official start time is. I know 7. I think we usually tell people 7, 7:30 to get there unloading the event starts at 9. We get there at 7 to unload the truck, and get the food set up and
organized
yeah. and all that. And then people start showing up, and then at 9 o'clock we give food out till it's gone.
Yep.
And
pretty much.
It's pretty good. Pretty good time. So anyways, that's going to be Saturday.
You can come join us if you want to be part of the outreach and no doubt. Yeah, all that stuff. Do some missions, give some food away.
Come on.
It'll be a good time. So
awesome.
Time. Oh, yeah. Well, we got all kinds of crazy stuff going on here at TC.
We sure do.
It's awesome. We're in that post-Easter cruise, getting ready for the summer, baby.
Getting ready.
Launching groups, building teams, leadership.
Having fun.
That's right.
We're out of here.
We're out of here.
We had enough fun for today.
We did what we came to do. So, we love all of you. Justin, if they saw these three faces and thought to themselves, by God, I need to know more about this church.
Mainly mine.
Where might that happen?
You can go to transformationchurch.com or
Transformation
Pensacola on all the socials.
Every one of them.
Yep, all of them. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
All of it.
Just not on X anymore.
Not on X.
Yeah, forget X.
Yeah. Maybe not on Twitter, TikTok much longer either. But
yeah,
we'll see what happens with
go
that.
Go to the Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, you're safe there for now.
Yeah.
YouTube. All right.
Yeah. What was that? The
rock and roll? Like, subscribe, do all the stuff. Follow.
Do all the stuff.
However you can. Share. Not, share some stuff, why man. Not? Share this thing.
Yeah, why not?
But we love all of you. Thank you for tuning in. John, thanks for being on the podcast today.
You're welcome.
Kyle, you got out of this one. We're going to get you on one soon.
You will be, Kyle.
Justin.
See y'all.
Later.
Be good.